The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Automatic here. My husband is leaving for China later on today, and I'm so excited and nervous. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
I'm like proud. You're representing the U.S., but I'm also wondering, how are you going to get by? You don't know any Mandarin. You don't know how to speak the language. How are you going to go?
Ni hao. That means hello.
I know.
Because I learned that from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I was going to say ni hao kai lan. That's the only reason I know what
I've
that is.
I've been working on... Wo Doming Shi Shi.
No, it's Te Shi.
Te Shi.
How come I know how to say your name better than you do in Mandarin? See?
No, that says my name is, and so I'd be go Wo Doming Shi Shi, DJ Automatic.
Nice, bro. There you go.
It's you messed it up again.
It's 2025. You have Google Translate. The streamer homies do it all the time. Just put the phone up.
I think it's exciting to go to another country. I'd never been anywhere outside of the continental U.S. until I met Otto. I'd never been to a beach. Not even in California. I hadn't been to a beach anywhere. So imagine going to a part of the world that has existed, literally, the Chinese dynasty is thousands of years old.
So I'm flying into Hong Kong, but I'm going to be in Macau. And Macau is very Western influenced. So it used to be Portugal. And now it's China and Portugal run it together.
So
and
you feel, wait, hold
it's
on.
It's a gambling mecca. So I'm going to... It's not like Vegas because I don't have all the partying like that, but as far as the gambling side, it's like Vegas 3.0.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so American that all I care about is like, yo, let me know what their fast food is like over there. I heard McDonald's, I heard KFC is like a whole other experience
it
when you're
is.
Over there.
It is very different.
I'll let
different.
You know later this week. I'm going to be doing call-ins, so I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, you're going to be on the show all week. You're working. Yeah.
So when it's nighttime there, it'll be morning here.
All I kept thinking, though, is that Otto doesn't gamble, and he's going to Macau, the gambling capital of China.
Which is probably great, because then I can't lose any money.
Right away, I thought, wait a minute, every time we go to Vegas to gamble... Nobody wants you to sit at the table because you're the worst.
Yeah, I'm going to be so busy with basketball stuff that it doesn't even matter. I've got so many events coming up. We have two games, and then also I have an event with Shaq, Kevin Garnett.
Okay. Nice.
I'm doing a bunch of stuff.
You know what you're going to be doing? You'll be shopping for me. That's what you're going to be doing.
I was thinking I could do that too. You know, that's where all the knockoffs come from, so hopefully I can find
them. And all the real stuff too.
Automatic, how does it feel to be short when you hang out with like Shaq? Because around us, you're like the tallest one.
Yeah, so it's funny because when I'm in the NBA, like, around those people, I am definitely the shortest person in the group. And I'm 6 foot. And so, like, I've met Shaq before. Shaq is humongous.
Did you feel small?
I felt like a child standing next to him.
All right, well, please call me as soon as you land tomorrow, tonight. I don't even know. I don't know either.
But
what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, today we have National Coaches Day.
Oh.
Celebrating the coaches in our life. Yes.
See, but you're going to the, you know, with the NBA, talking about some coaches.
Well, shout out to my elementary basketball coach, Richard Garcia. He gave me a lot of nice life lessons.
Isn't that the one that made you fight?
Yep.
Yeah. Man. That's a different experience.
He taught me how to stand up for myself.
He made Otto fight his bully. Yeah,
For the early part of my childhood, my mom raised us on her own. So coaches were very influential to me in providing a male figure for me in life and a positive example. But the one who really kind of changed my life was an assistant coach I had in high school when I played football, Coach Ron. And I'm going to get emotional thinking about it. But he was the one who took me on my first college visit.
Oh, wow.
And it was at a time where I knew I was good at football, I was good at athletics, but I was never the best. And he was the one who set up my first visit. And on that drive, he told me a piece of life advice that stays with me till this day. He said, if you want the keys to a successful relationship, friend, professional, work, romantic, whatever it is open and honest communication. And those words have always kind of stayed true to me.
That's crazy that he actually took you to your college.
Yes.
Yeah, he drove me out there. Nobody else like gave me offers or anything, but he's like, no, you're going to go meet the coach. He introduced me to everybody. And it was a long 4-hour drive because Coach Ron drives a speed limit. Way different than your coach.
He's honest.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking that prophetic bit of advice, and then Otto's coach is like, go fight him. Hey, they both
had lifelong impressions on us.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Maria Brañas Moreno lived to be 117 years old.
Wow.
And she knew once she passed 100, this is interesting. And then 105, more interesting. And then 110, and then 115. And she called the University of Barcelona and said, hey, can y'all study my body? Because something's going on here. And they did. And
what is she doing?
She ate a Mediterranean diet, which we've heard so often. It's fish and vegetables, things from the earth, very little processed food at all. She didn't eat lamb. She ate mostly fish. And like I just said, she's fish from Spain.
And, yeah.
Fish and shrimp. She walked. I guess they walk a lot in Europe.
They do in Spain, especially. Yeah.
They walk a lot. And she didn't drink, which leads to inflammation. When you drink alcohol, it leads to your body being inflamed, which leads to illness.
My favorite thing that she said she did was she stayed mentally active as well, too. So.
Anything to do with reading, talking to people, these are things that keep your mind active. You can't just watch videos and watch television. You really need to communicate to activate certain brain cells. I was reading all about this woman and I just couldn't believe it. She was mentally there up until she passed at 117 years old.
She must have had a really low, stressful life also.
I don't know about all that.
To live to be 117, you can't be stressed about anything.
Dude, she lived through the Great Depression.
She was stressed, Otto. She was pretty darn stressed.
She had like a peaceful, I don't think it's all a simple journey.
You know, and I talked about my grandma earlier. My grandmother was in her mid-90s when she passed. She was there as well. I remember her saying to me, "Oh, I hate that my body's given up on me before my mind," because it would just frustrate her that she couldn't move around like she used to. And she smoked until she was 60. If she had never smoked, she'd probably still be living right now, too.
Interesting. So like Cheech and Chong or Marble Reds?
Marble. Oh, okay. She smoked Salem menthol.
Menthol.
She went in there, yeah.
Whoa.
And I remember the day she told me she was quitting smoking because she'd smoked since I was little. I used to go to school smelling like smoke. It was horrible. And she said, "I'm quitting." I said, "Nana, how are you going to quit? You've been smoking forever." And she said, "Because I'm done." Never picked up another cigarette, ever. And she was so active. She'd be in the garden all the time. We'd go for walks, take the dogs for walks and things like that. She was always cleaning the house. And she was always reading. I think I've said this before. My grandmother, my Nana, would read the dictionary every single day because she wasn't educated. Yeah. She quit school or she dropped out of school in eighth grade to work. And she just educated herself. She was so smart. Hmm. Not formally educated, but extremely intelligent.
How long did she live till?
94.
My grandmother lived till 84. And
gosh, that's a long life too.
And one thing I always remember, she's always active. As active as she could be up until she couldn't be. And she was always working on a garden. I think that was something that helped her sustain a long life as well.
Gardening is such a great way.
She read a lot too, but she wasn't as insightful as your grandparents because my grandma read People's Magazine. One thing my grandma would credit her long life to is spilling the tea because she loved to chit chat.
A little bit of the cheese, man.
I wonder if somebody listening, because we just spoke to somebody, if you just turned the radio on, Miss Norma Linda Ortega, her grandpa is 102.
That's great.
102. Can somebody beat that? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
We have a call on line one right now.
Oh, okay. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
My name is Ellie, and I need for Dana to repeat that because I have a 40-year-old man who acts like he's 130.
Oh, no. No, Ellie. We got to help you, girl.
Repeat that. I want to know every secret she has.
Okay. Look, she said you eat well, Mediterranean diet. Google it. Everybody Google Mediterranean diet, okay? Stay away from processed food. Corn tortillas are okay. The harina flour, not so good. And then
I live on diet.
And then active. And then mentally, you have to talk to one another. Reading is great. And also moving your body. So this woman was from Spain. And Otto has told me years ago, they walk everywhere there. And not running, girls, you just walk. Walk to the store, walk home, walk after a meal. So that's it. Who is this 40-year-old man in your life that acts like he's 102?
My husband, I'm fine with my body. It's him that needs to, you know, walk off that beer belly. I'm fine with it. I'm talking about him.
Get up and get that beer belly out of there. And by the way, she didn't drink beer. This woman did not drink beer.
Alcohol and smoking, horrible for your body.
Yeah, they're really bad for your body. Ellie, we love you. Thank you for calling, Mama. Bye.
Have a great day.
You too, bye. Hi, it's Dana Cortez Show. Who is this?
Christina.
Oldest person in your life?
My grandmother. She's 103.
Woo! Wow. 103. What's her name?
Rita Labello. She'll be 104 in February.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What do you think is the key to her long life?
A lot of the same things that lady's study was saying. Like, she eats home-cooked meals. Mm-hmm. She has never driven. She's walked everywhere. 8 kids and a full life, really.
Wow. Do you think, obviously, you're not a medical expert, neither am I, but don't you feel like because we live sedentary lives, we sit all the time? Like, it's just so bad for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to make ourselves get up and exercise, right? Where they used to just do it naturally in their lives every day.
You have to get from A to B. You'd have to walk there. Now we're just driving down the block. Literally,
right.
Yesterday, Otto and I had to do some shopping. I said, why don't we walk? He's like, nah, let's just try to come on.
I was like, yeah, I don't feel like it.
Outside.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for sharing your story. Please call us back in February. Maybe we can go to your grandma's birthday party. I'm not even kidding.
She's in New Orleans. It would be fun.
Oh, let's go. Thank you. We love
Mardi
you.
Mardi Gras time.
Bye.
You me.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye. If you want this study, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I will send you the article. It really is. It is fascinating to see how this woman lived, and that's why she lived to be 117.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Diddy sentences in, but what did the judge have to say to him after he delivered it? I'm going to tell you after we get celebrity birthdays, DJ Automatic.
We got Bronny James celebrating today, Ryan from Ryan's World, and Addison Rae.
Okay, so last Friday, everybody was awaiting the judge's sentence for Diddy. This took a very long time because his lawyers, the defense, put together a pretty good argument, and they even played about 10 minutes of video, which included all of the charities he'd worked with, all of the children he's helped through
all his good deeds,
everything from things with his family, his mother. It really was very moving. That was the only time you saw Diddy crying. The entire trial, everything that's happened from video with Cassie to all the victims who've testified, he sobbed in his hands and awaited the judge to sentence him. And the judge acknowledged, look, you've done a lot of great things. I'm not going to discount that. Iconic things. That doesn't dismiss the terrible things you've done. And so he gave him 4 years and 2 months in prison.
Whew.
No reaction from Diddy. The only thing he did was kind of look at his attorney a tiny bit and then just kept looking forward. They are going to appeal the case. But I think this judge delivered a powerful message. In fact, he said that he felt proud of the women and the men who testified. He thought that everyone was extremely brave. He did mention Cassie and the other victims. I think it was a good message to send. And it's fair. You know, he was facing 11 years. He got the 4 years, 2 months. He'll be in there another 3 years.
No, I don't think he'll even do that much time.
I think
because he's got a year of time served, I think he'll probably do another year with, you know, good behavior, and he'll be out.
I thought that until I heard what the judge said. And then once I heard that, I think the same will go for any kind of parole board or appeals court. It's not going to be good for him. In fact, if I was Diddy, if I was his attorneys, I would say apologize, sit back, do your time, read some self-help books, go to counseling, and show people that you really are sorry. Because remember, his mother wrote the judge pleading for her son, and Cassie's mother found out and said, okay, you're going to write a letter. I'm going to write a letter too, pleading for my daughter and all of the other victims. That's the problem, is I don't think that anybody sees that he's really sorry. He's more sorry and embarrassed that he got caught. You know, that what a lot of people knew was happening, now everybody knows it was happening. Either way, that's it. That's the end of it for now. And we'll just see after he files his appeal what happens.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to get our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. What's it looking like for everybody? And of course, a free psychic reading as well. Sirmati, it's time for What's Your Sign? Welcome.
What's good, everybody? Happy Monday.
Oh, I know. Happy Monday. Of course, I always ask people to call 877-730-DCS1. Oh, and of course, the phone's lit up. Hi, what's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
And what's your first name?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
Right now I'm going through a lot of legality, like legislative stuff. My question is, the relationship I'm currently in, is it putting too much stress? So how to be in like my heart again and kind of let go of all this hurt. Mm. I just am trying to like figure that out.
So something happened in the past with an ex. Obviously you're going through a legal situation and now you're in this new relationship. Are you happy in it?
Oh, 100%. It's just, I'm going through a really nasty divorce. So pretty much it's created me to make legislative change for domestic violence survivors though. So it's cool. But like all the while though, I'm so stuck in, oh my God, like I was with this man for 7 years and I can't even believe all this I'm going through now, from like false protection orders to like him trying to break into my house.
Oh my God.
It's just craziness. So I'm like so scared with this man that I'm with now because he could turn into something like this. And I keep thinking, oh, maybe because something I did that made my ex-husband turn into this crazy person. I don't know. I keep going all crazy.
Hold on. You can't make somebody something they already are. That's a scapegoat that people like your ex use. You made me do it. No one can make you do anything. You do things because you want to. So brush your shoulders off with that thought. It's not you. It was him.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
My first thoughts, Madi, is she's kind of laughing in that nervous way.
Yeah, there is a lot of emotion. And also, she's in her head a lot, which is why she's not able to connect with her heart. There is a lot of pain, but she's processing it all through the thoughts versus the actual feeling of it. Have you ever gone to a river and then there's this boulder and that boulder breaks apart like the water and it kind of like goes around? And essentially, yes. Like the image that I got was of her body being like a river, and this boulder is not allowing her to flow freely. If she wants to really free her heart, she needs to go to bodies of water, specifically a river. Honestly, this is what I'm picking up on from her spirit guides. They're calling her there because the river is like a representation of her emotions, and the transformation that the river flows through is kind of like the process of her releasing whatever has happened in her past. She's going to get to a space where she's opening up her heart, but right now I do feel she needs to tend to that. I do feel that the main thing she needs to do is forgive herself.
Do you think that getting in touch with Mother Nature is healing? You mentioned the river thing, and I've heard that, you know, putting your feet on the ground and just being in tune more with the earth.
Absolutely. And specifically, a lot of rituals are done at the river, rituals of rebirth. So going from one space of life to a new one. And not just at the river, there's different elements. Obviously, we have the earth, fire, air, and water. But for her, water is going to be very healing. Connecting with that nature is going to connect with her heart.
I thought about baptism as soon as you said the river.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Helps everything
flow.
Yeah, it really makes sense. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week, Madi? How is it looking like for us as a collective?
So we have a full moon today, and so emotions are heightened, but it's a really good energy, honestly. I do feel that this is allowing us to open up our hearts, coincidentally, which is what the caller was kind of calling about. We're already at the last quarter of 2025. This is a numerology year 9. 9 is the number of endings. So we need to close out a lot of chapters. And I feel that this week we're setting up the stage to finish up whatever projects we're working on. And I feel collaborating with others that are on the same wavelength is going to really help us. Connecting, collaborating, this is the week for that.
Madi, as soon as you said, this is the last quarter of 2025, I went into shock. What happened? I blinked and it's over. I'm like, geez, it's already spooky season. This is wild.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. If you would like to connect with Sir Madi, I always recommend following her on Instagram. Go to @IllisDivinity. Madi, thank you so much for your reading and always just being so insightful. We love you and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Woo! Love you guys. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian and Ray J once made a videotape. And since then, for some reason, he just can't stop talking about her. And now it might land him in jail. Let's discuss further and play some audio of Ray J. Break it all down and talk about the interview that you, Otto, and you, Aunt, did with Ray J. After we get celebrity birthdays. And what we got?
We have Bronny James celebrating his birthday. Ryan from Ryan's World. And Addison Rae celebrating a birthday as well.
Kim Kardashian and Ray J dated for a hot second many moons ago. I'm talking like years. Years and years.
Well, the video lives forever.
Yeah, and there's video of them doing grown-up things that was leaked. Now, she gave up her rights to this video. He owns the video, 100%. She doesn't want any money from it. She signed over whatever. Just said, keep your name out of my mouth. But he makes money, like I said. So every month, he makes about $100,000 to $150,000 a month. That's a lot of money.
Jeez.
When the video starts going down, it seems like he invokes her name. He got to speak about her so that people are interested. Why does he talk about her? What's going on? So recently, he said this.
This federal RICO, though, on KK and Chris. The federal RICO I'm about to drop on Chris and Kim is about to be crazy.
Out of all the times that Ray J has spoken about them, and I mean, there have been many, many hundreds, if not thousands of times, this time, Kim Kardashian and her mom, Kris Jenner, are suing Ray J for defamation after the singer claims that he's working with the feds to build a RICO case against both of them. Wow. Here are some of what's inside of the documents, some of the language. Unable to accept the end of his fleeting relationship with Ms. Kardashian over 20 years ago, Ray J has repeatedly sought to attach himself to plaintiffs' names and exploit their prominence for personal gain. This time, it will not happen. They're taking him to court, and he does have money.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of. He had yeah, the, he does have a money. Headphone deal for a long time and made a lot of money off of it.
Why is this happening? I'm going to tell you right now. Cardi B standing up and fighting her would-be accusers, I think, is giving these celebrities a little ammo to say, you know what, I'm not doing it. If I got to spend my own money to fight, I'm going to do it. You, Otto, you, Anthony, sat down with Ray J. Yeah, I was out of town when I came back. I said, hey, let's run this interview. You were like, nope.
It was Ray J after a wild night out, and him and the homie Bobby Brackens were just promoting their new song. And it was a big bro down that was slightly incoherent. And
it's 30 minutes of video that I don't ever think we'll see the light of day.
Ray J likes video. Ray J likes video.
So do we have a Ray J video?
Before we started talking about this, I checked my phone to see. I was like, do we still have this Ray J video?
Why are you physically red right now, Otto? You're red.
Because he said some things on that video. That if we put it out...
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with it.
No.
And, is it bad?
Like, oh, it's bad. That was the reason
y'all's we... part or him?
Oh, on his part. What do you mean? Yeah.
It wasn't us. I was just letting Ray J talk.
Yeah. Let's put it out. Maybe we could make a couple $5,000, $10,000 a month.
Oh, there
Producer
it is.
Producer Chewy's like, let's go. let's release it. I mean, why not?
I just don't want to be associated with him and his... dumbness.
I mean,
and that's what all it was. Yeah, it's just dumb.
It was a lot of. It was very
belligerent,
inappropriate. But I do say that I do appreciate Ray J's ability to stay in the news for over two decades.
True,
and, he's only had one hit.
You know, this lawsuit between him.
He had
and,
two, the song and kill. Oh. Continue, Anthony. But you think this lawsuit, it's gonna.
It's we'll see how far it goes because I mean, one thing you don't mess with is Kris Jenner.
Didn't even think about that. Do you want us to release this video? 877-730-DCS1. I vote yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.